Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket. Good morning. One of the favorite things we do each week is we talk to the legend. And you can still be a legend. You know, people think these legends are only people who retired. Now, you can be a legend in work. He is on every day from 2 to 6 with our buddy Rico Beard, the one, the only, Mike Valenti. Good morning, Michael. How are you, sir?
What's going on, guys? How's everybody?
Everybody's pretty good. Before we get into football, I noticed yesterday, listening a little bit to your show, I can't remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, a game plan, a philosophy by a Detroit team that every show on our station embraced. I mean, everybody in Troy we trust. I mean, yeah. I said it was like, you know, you're going to redo your house. You demolish the house. We love that idea. Now, we're not 100% sure whether the subcontractor is going to be as good as the guy who's making the decision. But it's the right thing to do. And everybody, I mean, we don't agree on a lot of stuff.
I remember talking about it with you sitting at the Palace in 2009.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a bit of a wait. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to work. None of us do. I just know what they were doing wasn't going to.
Well, and that's the whole point, right? Is there's no guarantee any of this works, but we at least see somebody doing something to change the course,
correct,
to change the narrative.
John, that's how I felt about D'Antonio towards the end. You know, I know Mel Tucker probably won't be as successful as him. I know Mel Tucker will probably fail. But I know staying with Mark wasn't going to work. And that's the conclusion I've come to with Harbaugh, but I felt that way for a few years. It's just whatever it is, you want to see a change, you want to try it a different way. That's all. I have no idea what the players Troy Weaver selected are going to do. They're not players I have strong opinions on. It's not fair from, you know, like I didn't watch enough of Killian Hayes.
Right.
Highlight videos don't count.
Exactly.
So it's just the idea of what he did I love. I love the aggression. Burn it down. Let's try it again. Like, that's just the only out you have. Isn't it what we want with the Lions?
Yes.
But we're not going to get it. And
exactly.
That's the problem. They're winning these meaningless games. They're going to trick an owner who I don't believe is some high caliber owner. They're going to go and get a freebie this weekend with Bridgewater and McCaffrey out. And idiot Lion fans will, you know, drink the gruel because they don't know the difference. And we're going to be stuck with this again. And they're going to ruin another draft again. That bums me out, man. That's really hard for me.
By the way, I know it's a small sample size, but it does seem to me that your favorite NFL team might have gotten himself a pretty good coach.
Who, Joe Judge?
Yeah. I mean, it's very early, but that team plays really hard. I like the way they play.
They like him to overcome the 1-7 start. Do I think they're any good? No.
No.
The Giants are god-awful, and I still don't think Daniel Jones is our QB of the future. But, yeah, seemingly, he's kept them together. The Colombo thing's a mess.
I know.
I mean, I don't know how he thought it was going to work out. You're bringing in a consultant to babysit Mark Colombo. That was never going to work. Now, whether Colombo hit him or not, I don't care. It's interesting. You root for radio. I love the fact we had something interesting. Like, our Lions don't give us interesting, but maybe they did, but here's the problem. Gettleman's still got to go.
Right.
You know, you still have the wrong guy shopping for the groceries. And that's a real problem because then you have to make a decision. All right, the next GM's got to be willing to keep a coach he didn't hire. That's messy. Mm-hmm. You know, GMs and coaches are supposed to come in together. That, to me, is how it works best. But Yeah, I mean, Mike, I guess I'm encouraged, but I also know they're going to end up picking 9th or 10th. They're not going to have a quarterback, and we're in that limbo. If you're going to be bad, be bad. And if you're going to be good, but don't get caught in the middle. That's the worst place to be.
Speaking of bad, you have two college teams playing in Piscataway tomorrow night who are not very good. Is it even worth, you know, unless one of them just blows the other out, is there anything to be gained watching that?
Yeah. No, there is. There is. And look, I've said it all week. I think, and not just from betting or anything like that, Mike, but I think you got to buy low here. I mean, it's getting ridiculous with Michigan. 8-point favorites over Rutgers, really? Like, come on. I would expect Michigan would come out and take care of business. It's not like they're going to come out and lose every game the rest of the year. Whether the team's happy or not, whether they're injured or not, whether Harbaugh looks checked out or not, it doesn't matter. At a certain point, they're going to win some games. So I think it matters because if you lose to Rutgers, I mean, you're talking about four straight losses. That's unheard of. I mean, there's just not a scenario I can come up with where that's acceptable at a place like Michigan. And Rutgers, look, Schiano's done a really nice job. I mean, he brought in 8 or 9 transfers, and you know he's starting to. They play hard. They're pesky. The whole playbook's open. They're running every trick play known to man. But come on, I mean, at a certain point here, these are fanless games. They're scrimmages. Talent should weigh out. And I mean, is Rutgers the team that's going to expose Michigan's secondary? See, if they do, that's every bit as embarrassing as MSU doing it. I mean, you have gone against Tanner Morgan's a decent QB. Penix is a really good QB. Mertz looks like a good QB, but we never really got to find out because all they did was just pound the rock and run 4 plays. At some point, there's a pride. There's something in that locker room. These guys aren't going out there just to lay down. That's not how the game works. You'd get killed if you do that.
You wouldn't think so. And you wouldn't think that Noah Vedral would be the guy that would go out there and air it out either. If he does, hopefully, I mean, he's thrown 7 picks. Hopefully you get one of them. But I think the big story, obviously, in the Big Ten, there's probably 2 of them. Like, who's going to win the West? And that's Wisconsin or Northwestern. But to me, the Ohio State-Indiana game, this is a gut check for Indiana and a opportunity for us to see where they are. Do they win? Absolutely not. But Ohio State also has to make a statement, right? They didn't get a chance to play last week, so this is going to be a statement game, and I don't know that I'd want to be Indiana going into Columbus when they're trying to make a statement for the playoffs.
No, I'm with you. You know, John, the other thing, too, is I kind of wonder, and I wanted to – it's a shame they didn't play last week, but I watching OSU, we all know they're good. But I don't know. They don't strike me. They're not. I don't think they're as good as last year.
No, their defense isn't.
No, the D-line is lacking. They don't have that Chase Young guy, that Bosa guy. I think they're good, obviously. Would I still take them to win the Big Ten? Yeah. But Wisconsin does something that you can't negotiate. Like, you can't fake stopping the run. You can't fake it. There's just no way around it. You can either do it or you can't. I kind of wonder if we lull ourselves into this false sense of security where it's, hey, they've got Justin Fields. They'll air it out. They'll score 50 every week. You get into a Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, and they limit possessions. One drop, one tip. Now all of a sudden you got a couple 3-and-outs on the board. Wisconsin's going to ground and pound. And they have the ability to throw it. I don't know, man. Something with OSU, I'm like John. I want to see him this weekend. If they go out and obliterate Indiana, okay, that's – then you're raising the bar a little bit. But I just kind of wonder. They look like they're missing that front four. They're missing that D-line that they generally have. And if you run against the wrong team, I don't know, man. Wisconsin just continues to do it. They can get you.
They can. And the question I have about Ohio State, basically coming off a bye week, is what type of improvements will we see defensively? Because Kerry Combs is back, and he's done a great job of developing talent in the secondary. So I don't really have a question there. But to your point, what do they do about stopping the run, and what do they do about putting pressure on a quarterback? And this is, I think, a good opportunity to try and figure out, can they do it against a mobile quarterback that can escape the pocket, that has pocket presence, that can deliver the football under duress?
And a team that's got 2 receivers, John, that you can't just isolate one guy, bracket him, and be done with it. You know, Freifogel and Filior, they're really good players. Mm-hmm. People don't recognize it because it's Indiana, but those two are really good. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, John, I would – bounce it back to you is like, look, if at this point in the season, if you don't have an answer on how to rush the passer, I don't know that you're going to find it. Like, you need a dude. You basically, whatever games you run up front, whatever way you structure your front seven and some of your pressures, you're trying to just get that one-on-one matchup where a guy can win. I don't know if they have a guy that can do that consistently. So that's, I don't know. That's what I want to see. And I guess that's, I'm super intrigued by the game because Indiana clearly is good. We know that. So how good are you? Well, you're about to find out. The problem, it's basically a scrimmage. There's no crowd. Like, can you imagine the shoe for this game if we were back in real life?
Oh, I know.
That's what I miss. That's the ultimate in college. Pros are pros. Certain pro, you know, you go to Arrowhead, you know the difference.
Right.
You go to Seattle, okay, we got a problem here. But in general, pros just go, right?
Mm-hmm.
College is different. There are certain places where teams don't win for decades at a time because it's like going to the shoe when that place is rocking, it's terrifying. And that's as a fan. It's terrifying. So, like, not having that, it does. It takes a level away from me where it's like, all right, well, how much do we really get to know?
Speaking of places that have crowds with no ambiance, they'll have no crowd, is Northwestern, so it's going to be really no different. How good is their defense? Can they slow Wisconsin down and not, you know, you talk about, you know, tip here, tip there. If Northwestern's defense comes through, they can, you know, limit possessions too.
They're dead. It's been a cute story. They're toast. I mean, it's like, come on. I watching Northwestern, they don't beat themselves. They're going to beat you 4 yards at a time. You know, Patty Fisher's in his 12th season down there. It's just the only difference, honestly, Stoney, it's not going to be a Wisconsin home game.
Right.
Because you know that's what Northwestern's famous for. The other team gets the extra home game.
That's
they travel.
Yes.
Northwestern don't have no fans. So, no, I would be surprised if Wisconsin doesn't roll them. That's just a different weight class. And the way Wisconsin came back after being away from the facility, being away from practice, they didn't even really run their playbook last week against Michigan.
No.
I'm not trying to be an ass about
no.
it. I'm just shooting straight. Like it's they ran a Tecmo Bowl playbook. And, man, if they have more to give and they open it up, God help us. I mean, Groshek didn't even play. So it's like, yeah, I'm not allowed to give favorites. Stoney has barred it, but yeah, I love North. I love Wisconsin this week.
All right. Speaking of giving out time for the dog of the week, I don't know where you're going to go, so I'm going to just guess, and I know you're going to come.
Do I get any shine for giving you another double digit underdog winner?
Yes.
3-0. I mean, geez,
I know.
Tony, come on.
I try to give you shine. Actually, what happened was
break here.
Yeah,
he never gives credit.
No, hold on. I gave him major credit for Liberty, and
I give him 17-point dog. They went outright. I give him a 10-point dog. They went outright.
No,
I gave him Northwestern as a 3-point dog. They went outright.
I
be bust my ball.
No, here's
you'll point out your losses though when they come.
No, I don't. No,
right.
I don't.
That's right.
Come on, I put him in a pedestal. To be honest, inside business here, I asked Greg before. I said, "What was his dog last week?" I forgot, and he forgot too.
Oh,
so I didn't know.
Yeah, bring him with you. Bring him with you.
How's that bus taste?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's true. It's true. I forgot. All right, so I'm going to say, I don't know, Penn State at home getting points against Iowa.
Okay. No, God, no.
All right, good.
How on earth could you put money on Penn State with what you've watched?
I know.
What planet would that be a good idea?
Because eventually they're going to play. It's, I don't know. I think eventually.
You sound like Leach at a casino. Yes. Eventually, I won't play 21.
All right.
That's why the lights are bright.
Go for four in a row.
All right. I hate this week. I'll give you Utah getting 2.5 at home. USC doesn't look right. Keaton Slovis doesn't look right. They're missing something. They've escaped the last 2 weeks.
Unbelievably escaping games against Arizona.
Well, they can't protect them. They can't block anybody up front.
No, and look, they're on the road, and it's kind of that – it's the sucker play where they're like, oh, I get to take USC, and I'm only giving 2.5? That looks easy. If it looks easy, it means you're dead and you just don't know it. I know. I haven't seen Utah. Nobody has. But I love Whittingham as a coach. Mm-hmm. I would assume he'll have them ready. I'm going to take the 2.5. I think it's a trap line. I'll take the Utes.
All right, Michael, we won't talk to you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to
talk
you
to you shortly, and always
go
great.
Panthers. Okay.
Okay, bye. Yes, indeed.
Bye,
go Panthers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.